Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Walmart Stores, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. I have been very critical of the liberal position of the New York Times editorial page, but not today. My compliments to Pamela Ronald, a professor of plant pathology at the University of California, Davis. James McWilliams, a history professor at Texas State University, San Marcos. Their op-ed published May the 14th is right on target. And this sentence of theirs sets the tone. Opponents of genetically engineered crops have spent much of the last decade stoking consumer distrust of this precise and safe technology. Even as the Research Council's previous reports noted, engineered crops have harmed neither human health nor the environment. Now here's my take on this. The critics of genetic engineering have been relentless in their attack. Why? Their criticism isn't justified. The plants are safe. The food is safe. In fact, many different engineered foods are even more nutritious. Golden rice, which has been fortified with vitamin A, will save thousands of lives. We now have sorghum that has been genetically engineered to provide many different needed micronutrients. Potatoes with more protein. Do you ever eat a papaya from Hawaii? Those papayas have been engineered to control ring spot virus. The list of nutritional advances is long, but that's only part of the package. Crop yields are going up. When I was a boy on the farm, we couldn't raise 100 bushel per acre corn crop. Now we've raised 200 bushel per acre, no sweat. Our use of chemicals to control pests and herbicides, to control weeds, has been cut in half. We are clearly doing a far better job of protecting the environment. Why isn't the industry being cheered for such remarkable progress? Our critics are so short-sighted. They are blind to the tragic consequences of their crusade. How many people in the world will starve if we don't adopt new technology? How many people will be denied the more nutritious food? Why would they not want us to protect the environment with better farming techniques? Are they ignorant or just plain selfish? The closing lines of the op-ed had this to say. If we continue to allow propaganda to trump science, then the potential for global agriculture to be productive, diverse, and sustainable will go unfulfilled. We will not be the ones to suffer the direct consequences, but rather the poorest and most vulnerable. Next week, I'll be on the farm in Illinois, and I am John Block from Washington.
In the rain, as we kiss.